Do you know how to do that?
Fighting soldiers from the sky.
You will.
Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Sunday, the 29th day of April, 2007. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, the news just keeps getting more and more bizarre. We have a news item here on the on Drudge Report, which I frequently go to Drudge to see what's going on. In fact, Drudge is looking more and more like the National Enquirer the past year or so. But here's a article, and it says, European Union demands cows change their diet to reduce global warming emissions. That's, of course, cow farts is what they're talking about here. Sometimes you wonder if adults are in charge. Sometimes, at least I wonder, are adults in charge? You'll be hearing more and more about global warming. It began, I don't have an exact date for you here, about 2 weeks before the Academy Awards, where Gore got his award for his film. You'll be hearing about global warming pretty much every day in one way, one form, or another from here on out. Most of what you hear will be non-science, will be distraction, will be obfuscation. Most of it will be. If you know what to look for, you'll know, you'll see some science, but if you don't, it'll just be in the mix with the rest of the lies and obfuscation. So we can talk about that today. We talk about preparation. I got some thoughts that will be helpful for all of you out there. I know about preparation. And, of course, the most foundational part of preparation is your spiritual preparation. I have a special guest in the second hour. We'll be talking about how men, Christian men, approach other men and share their Christian values and Christian faith with them. That'll be a lot of fun. Tim Likens, great guy. We've had him on previously. First break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Personal.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our phone stun gun. excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scam if you'd like to. You wouldn't money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you gain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES pros you need, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
So, welcome back. Before I forget, once I get on a roll here, I might forget about Freeze-Dry Guy and what he's got to offer for his special, which is a one-month supply of the highest quality freeze-dried food. And what's that going for? $239. That's three meals a day for a month for one person. Not too bad, considering you can store it for 20 years if you store it properly. Not bad at all. Are three of those same units delivered to your home, $672. Now, there's potatoes, peanut butter, all kinds of vegetables, chicken soup base, egg mix, rolled oats, applesauce, and a lot more. It's great stuff. It's great food. Not a boring diet. If you do happen to have nothing but dried grains, that could be a boring diet unless you're very creative. The food that Freeze-Dry Guy has is very tasty. He has a website, freezedryguy.com, toll-free number, 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663. Let's talk about preparation. Let's talk about toolkits. I was just sitting here thinking about how many different kits I have. I've never really taken an inventory, never had any reason to. This is more for you younger guys out there and gals. Do we have another break coming up this quick? No, the music. We don't. Okay, thank you. All right. For you younger guys and gals out there that haven't started the acquisition of tools yet, this will be helpful for you, and for some older folks too. I have found it useful over the years to segregate my tools by the purpose for which I've acquired them. For example, my mechanical tool kits consist of socket wrenches, open-end wrenches, various screwdrivers and pliers, and test equipment for automotive and trucks. Plumbing, we'll have specialized tools for plumbing, which would be pipe wrenches, the equipment you need to do soldering of soldering pipes, the glues for gluing PVC together, saws for sawing it. And sometimes we end up out here in the country using heavy hose and clamps also, depending on what we're doing, where we're doing it at. Electrical, actually, there's two parts of electric. There's general electric, which would be for general automotive and household purposes. And then there's telephone equipment. And I have a special box just for telephone-related equipment, the proper tool to attach the little ends that go on the wire that plug in your phone jack, the phone jack ends for the wire. The test equipment, a radio lineman's handset, for example. A special stapler that has rounded top staples that won't cut the phone wire when you want to run your phone cable. All these kits have their own toolbox. And then within the toolbox, let's take, for example, my electrical toolbox. I will segregate things inside the toolbox with Ziploc bags. Keeps everything nice and clean and orderly. A lot of times there'll be some specialized pieces that are rather small. Could be Allen wrenches, for example. Could be different colored tape if you're dealing with complex electrical wiring. I like to have on hand multicolored rolls of tape to segregate the different wires as we're running the wire and cable. Ham radio equipment. I am a ham radio operator. KB0QJV is my call sign. And I have kits put together with all the various connectors that are the specialized connectors that are used only for radio equipment. I found it very useful over the years to have these kits put together, handy, ready to go, with all the tools clean, lubricated and sharp, properly maintained. And if one gets damaged, either repaired or replaced. I have a number of cordless drills that I'm testing right now to see which ones we're going to keep and which ones we're going to get rid of. They're near the end of their life. These devices have gotten so inexpensive that these are consumer grade things, not the professional kind like professional carpenters would use. Once I get to a certain point, it's less expensive to discard them and buy new ones. Which brings up the topic of what tools should you buy. You should get the best tools that you can afford, quite frankly. There used to be some discount tools around that acquired a reputation. They were called Buffalo tools back in the 70s and early 80s. They acquired a reputation for breaking the first or second time you use them. Don't buy the cheapest of the cheap. Now, I have been to Harbor Freight several times and bought their tools. They're fairly inexpensive. However, they do stand up to normal usage. I'm not plugging Harbor Freight. I'm not selling Harbor Freight tools. Just using them as an example of tools that don't cost a whole lot of money that can be used for occasional use. Now, if you're using tools every day or every week, well, they're going to be put to fairly long-term, substantial use. You really do want the professional-grade tools, and whatever it might be, whether it's a hand tool, a power tool, whatever it might be. You want absolutely the best professional-grade tool that money can buy, So it will last many years if properly taken care of. The old saying is, and I've repeated this several times, you take care of your equipment and your equipment will take care of you. It's very gratifying to have a project and open up your toolbox and have all the tools you need and properly maintained, clean, lubricated, sharp, ready to go. It's very disappointing, and it takes a lot more time than possibly half a morning to go and replace a broken or not properly maintained tool, making that project take much more longer than it should have. Now, when it comes to long-term survival and preparedness, running down to the hardware store to replace a tool may not even be an option, which means you'll either have to go without or repair it somehow, some way, or fabricate something to take its place. There's lots of variations there, obviously. Other kits, we all have and hopefully have around the house, medical kits, first aid kits, shoe maintenance kits. I have a very extensive heavy leather and canvas repair kits. And in fact, I even have a antique Singer leather sewing machine, the type that was used and still is used in many shoe repair shops. It's a treadle-operated leather sewing machine. The ability to repair heavy canvas and leather is a very desirable ability when it comes to preparation and long-term survival. Very desirable. In fact, those kinds of skills and that kind of equipment could even become a way to earn extra income in a long-term survival or a scenario. Absolutely, it could be. I have neighbors out here in the Ozarks who have complete metalworking shops, complete with forges where they can forge metal. Welding a metal and cutting metal is almost a given. That's so common around here, it's fairly routine out here in the Ozarks. And in fact, once you get out around ranches and farms anywhere in the United States, you're going to find routinely very well-equipped shops with drill presses and welding units and cutting torches, all kinds of woodworking tools. That's more the norm than the exception in the United States, especially when you get out away from the big cities. These men and many of the women tend to be very independent and very well equipped in that regard. So that's a little bit on kits. And as you acquire tools, you'll be adding to your kits, replacing inferior tools with better quality tools, hopefully learning how to use them and use them better and more efficiently as you get more experience. That's part of it also. We talk a lot about firearms on this program. The heavy hitter when it comes to purchasing firearms-related tools, of course, is Brownells. Brownells is the largest supplier to gunsmiths probably in the world. Their catalog is just breathtaking when it comes to that type of equipment. Break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn easily, heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 29th of April, 2007. This is the John Moore Show. I have a website, in case you're a new listener, even for you old listeners. There's new stuff there that wasn't there even a week ago. My website address is thelibertyman.com. Don't forget to put the "the" in there, Tango Hotel Echo, thelibertyman.com. You can see my photograph, read my bio. I urge you, if you have not already got it, to get a copy of my two articles, No Need for Panic and Abrupt Climate Change, the Department of Defense report. This is critical. It'll be the best $9 you've ever spent, I guarantee it. What you'll find out is the truth behind the deception of global warming. And this is not optional. If you don't do this, you're going to be in big trouble in a couple of years. Not in 10 years or 40 years, as Al Gore is saying. That's the deception. The deception is a timeline, ladies and gentlemen. That is the deception. What Al Gore is saying about what's going to happen in the future is truthful about rising ocean levels and abrupt climate change. That part is science. That part is truthful. The deception is a timetable, ladies and gentlemen. I frequently ask people this. Would the government lie to you? Almost everybody with an IQ above 75 says, yes, of course the government would lie to us. They've been doing it for decades. The government knew when the climate would change, when the oceans would come up, and do so in an abrupt, violent manner. Do you think they would withhold that information from us? Of course they would. Do you think they would lie to us and try to put it off 40 years into the future? Of course they would. And that's exactly what they're doing. Get my two articles, No Need for Panic and Abrupt Climate Change. My article is 18 pages with footnotes, a bibliography, list of websites. It's written as an academic paper, quite frankly. There's 5,000 pages of documentation that you can read for yourself, make up your own mind. Real books that really are in the Library of Congress, that's the bibliography. The websites are done by people that have veracity, especially Professor McCanning. Professor McCanning is on this show at least once every month or two. Sometimes two of us get busy and we don't have him on for a couple of months or more. But Professor McCanning is a credentialed scientist, and he knows what he's talking about. He's written several books on these topics, and I trust in him and value his input and his judgment. Also, when you go to my website, you'll see some fun things, some interesting things. I am now a travel agent, which is kind of ironic because I don't even like to travel. Traveling is, quite frankly, something I just soon not do. However, I know many of you do like to travel and like to go on vacation and go to fun places. If you go to my website, you can sign up for your travel, your cruise to Alaska, or your vacation in the Middle East or Europe, whatever it might be, at the same discount internet pricing that you're used to getting, except you're going through the people I work with, and of course it helps John Moore. I really would like to be back on shortwave. Once this show is generating enough income, I will be back on shortwave. Now, the only advertisers that help John Moore that you hear on my show are the ones that I talk about personally. The other advertisers are fine people offering fantastic products and services on behalf of Republic Broadcasting Network, and I encourage you to consider them. However, you need to go to my website and consider the products and services I'm offering there to help me get back on shortwave, including AMSOIL. AMSOIL is the first commercially available synthetic lubricants, line of lubricants. Military was using them before 1972, but AMSOIL became the first commercially available line of synthetic lubricants. Great stuff. And last but not least, as of a couple of days ago, I'm also helping promote and sell identity theft insurance. That's on my website as well. It's kind of ironic. I got a copy of a book from the federal government on how to repair your credit and restore yourself back to normal after you've been the victim of identity theft. It's 42 pages, ladies and gentlemen. A 42-page book published by the federal government to show you how to do this yourself. And, of course, guess when the only time is you can do that? That would be 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, when most people are working. You think your boss is going to want you to be doing that? I don't think so. And if you do have employees, you need to look at this as a way to protect yourself from future liability. In fact, that's our biggest source of new customers, our small business people. And we have a break coming up. Call number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 29th of April, 2007. One of the things you find out when you start working with men and women who are concerned about their community and preparing for any kind of disaster it might be, especially when you get away from the cities, and I'll mention why in a moment, is there's two areas people look at first and foremost. That's assuming the spiritual preparation has been done, of course. That's communications and emergency medical care. Once you get away from these cities and into areas which are engaged in agriculture, these men and women are pretty self-sufficient in almost every way you can imagine. They can repair their trucks and tractors, repair electrical, plumbing, heating, air conditioning. Not everybody can do everything, but these skills are out here and the tools to make it happen. The two areas that people find they need help with and need to concentrate on are emergency medical care and wireless emergency communications that they control, as opposed to the cell phone network. Well, we don't think of it, but cell phones are radios. However, we don't control them. We, all of us, are dependent upon third-party vendors, the telephone companies, to make these wonderful devices work. And cell phones are known to be the most reliable part of the cell phone and of the telephone grid. However, there are limitations, and it will go down. All it takes for it to go down, by the way, is simple volume. Too many phone calls, and the cell phone system doesn't work anymore. Well, when it comes to prioritizing, I personally try to focus more on emergency medical training first, because it takes longer. It's more complex, in my opinion, to learn the proper emergency medical procedures and training. And put emergency two-way radio communications in there also. There's no reason why people could not learn both at the same time and be acquiring the equipment for their medical kits at the same time they're acquiring their radios, base stations, mobile units, and handy talkies. One of the mistakes I've seen frequently is that a man or woman will buy their little handy talkie, handheld transceiver. I think that's all they need. That's a massive mistake, mainly because of power. You're limited to 5 watts or less, for very good reason. You really don't want that radiation next to your brain in excess of 5 watts, because it will literally cook your brain, radiate your brain with the harmful radiation effects of radio frequency transmissions. It's not much power. They're handy. People like them. They're fun and all that. However, you really want to reach out and touch somebody, you're going to have base stations and mobile units of 50 watts and more. 50 to 100 watts is typically what you run into. You get a good 50-watt mobile station, mobile unit, and a good quality antenna properly set up and properly grounded, you're going to be able to talk a real good distance. Some of these mobile units, by the way, can also be used as repeaters. And, of course, many base stations can be used as repeaters as well. So that's just a quick overview of what groups of men and women who are preparing their communities focus on very quickly. The groups I have worked with have very quickly picked up on what they need to focus on. I'm meeting with several people this coming Tuesday that want to get further training and preparation. And I should mention that I am willing to go out and do speaking engagements to your community. If you want to contact me during the week, I'd be glad to talk to you about that, what it would take to make that happen, do a weekend seminar. Okay. So just keep that in mind, that I am willing to go out and do these speaking engagements. And contact me at my toll-free number during the week, 866-965-3007. That toll-free number, again, is 866-965-3007. I was talking a moment ago about the deception of global warming. This is huge. This is massive. There's a term that we use in these circles. It's called the end of the world as we know it. No, it's not the end of the world. It is the end of the world as we know it. That's what we're looking at in the near future. When I say near term future, 3 to 5 years, the world as we know it will cease to function. The world that takes its place is not anything we'll recognize. Normal commerce that we've always been used to will no longer exist. There will be commerce. It won't be the commerce we're used to. there will be people being educated, people being married, people getting divorced, property being bought, property being sold. People will have jobs, but it won't be anything like what we've ever seen previously. The main reason being infrastructure will be damaged and destroyed that allows the ease with which we've grown accustomed to moving goods and services all over this planet. And, of course, the tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of people displaced, injured, and dead because of abrupt climate change and rising ocean levels. Does this sound extreme? You betcha. You betcha. It's kind of funny. The men that know this most intimately that I've met, that I personally know, are the United States Navy submarine veterans. There's quite a few other men who do know this, but I just simply don't know them. But the men who know this that I personally know, these submarine veterans and Navy, some Navy veterans, other than submarine veterans, they've made a decision that at first I didn't quite understand, but it didn't take me long to recognize it is really the only good decision to make, and that's to go on living your life. Make your decision. Find a safe place to live. That's what these men have done. They chose the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks. Move their family. Start over and live your life to the best of your ability. Enjoy life to the best of your ability. Have a career. Enjoy your friends and family. Of course, that is a sensible thing to do. And I encourage everybody to search your heart and do what you think you should be doing to live your life to the best of your ability. At the same time, making prudent preparations for what's coming at us. Absolutely make prudent preparations. Prudent within your budget, within your lifestyle, within your physical capability, within your financial capability. It's going to be slightly different for everybody. It will be. I guarantee it. What the needs are for a healthy 25-year-old male with no dependents are going to be dramatically different than a healthy 25-year-old male who has a wife and two or three small children. Dramatically different. The needs of a 60-year-old male with no dependents is going to be dramatically different than a 60-year-old male who has one or two elderly parents, small grandchildren, and a spouse. Just using those as quick examples of how it's going to be slightly different for everybody. You need to search your soul, evaluate where you are, what you're capable of doing, what you need to be doing, what you want to be doing, and then take action. Don't just take the word of a radio talk show host to make your decisions. I encourage you to do your own homework. Do your own research. Find people to network with and talk to about this, about these matters. These are complex matters that get to be very expensive very quickly. Moving from one part of the country to another, especially if you don't know people where you're going to, is a daunting undertaking, to say the least. Absolutely daunting. However, you can do it if you choose to do so. If you live near one of the major bodies of water, East Coast, West Coast, Gulf Coast, or Great Lakes, I would urge you to get a copy of my article, No Need for Panic. Read it. Pray about it. Look at the books that I reference. Maybe even take the time to find a U.S. Navy Submarine Corps veteran. There's thousands of these men out there. No women. Thousands of these men out there that know exactly what it is I'm talking about. However, an awful large percentage of them aren't going to be around where you are unless you happen to be in the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks. That's where the largest concentration of these men is. That's been my experience. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I have some good news here. I've been asked by Aaron Zellman, the leader of the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, to become a writer for JFPO, and I've agreed to do so. I've written my first introductory article. I don't know if Aaron's had a chance to read it yet or not, but I'm looking forward to writing one or two articles a week for Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership and getting the word out even more so about the benefits of listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Aaron tells me that there's 12,000 plus people on his email list to read the articles. Of course, how does that translate into total readership? I don't know. I know if I forward one email, at least 100 people read it. And I'm not alone in that regard. There's many people with extensive email lists. So this is going to be a very fun thing for both of us, I hope. And if you're on Aaron's list already, you can start looking for my articles to start popping up in the next week or so. So that's going to be a lot of fun also. Let's talk about nutrition a little bit. I haven't talked about nutrition very much recently. One of the advertisers in Republic Broadcasting is the outfit that sells a little publication called the Artificially Sweetened Times. Artificially Sweetened Times. The effects of artificial sweeteners on our society, on our people, are so dramatic and so pervasive. It's words. I have a fairly good vocabulary. I am almost at a loss of words to describe the disaster that artificial sweeteners have proven to be for the people of the United States of America. It is an absolute disaster, and it's something that is so easily controlled. All you need to do is become aware of the consequences of consuming artificial sweeteners and stop doing so. That's pretty simple. Most people, however, don't have a clue. They simply don't have a clue. I've decided that this coming week I'm going to start ordering artificially sweetened Times in bulk. As I see so many people consuming these products and suffering the consequences and not having a clue why they're suffering the consequences. In fact, they have medical doctors, their own medical doctors, telling them that there's benefits to drinking soft drinks and consuming artificial sweeteners, that it will cause no harm. When, of course, exactly the opposite is the case. So put that in the mix also. If you have friends and family that you love and you want to see them have a long, healthy life, I'd encourage you to get copies of the Artificially Sweetened Times as well, so you can provide them with a way to educate themselves about the consequences of consuming these artificial sweeteners. And the consequences are very severe. Extremely severe. Disease and possibly even death. Brain tumors will kill you, and brain tumors are one of the more common side effects of aspartame, which is in almost all diet soft drinks. Splenda is starting to pop up in there too. It's not much better. I know very well educated people who don't know any better, medical doctors, who buy these products for their family, thinking they're doing no harm. It's absolutely incredible. And it's something that is so simple and something we can all do for ourselves and for our friends and family to educate them and show them the way about how they're harming themselves with these artificial sweeteners. It's kind of funny and it's kind of sad. People will tell me, well, I need the sweetener. No, you don't. I don't. No, you don't. There are natural sweeteners like maple syrup, stevia, an excellent natural flavoring sweetener. Most brown sugars are nothing more than refined white sugar with some caramel coloring in it, so it's not any better there. refined white sugar, except in its extreme moderation, is very harmful also. A lot of the illness and diabetes and so forth that we're seeing in this country can be traced directly to sweeteners. Both artificial sweeteners and refined white sugar, or brown sugar that has caramel coloring in it, same deal. High fructose corn syrup. Many, many of the diseases that we see in this country are directly traceable, and there's direct linkage, cause and effect linkage between these substances and the multitude of diseases we're seeing. So we need to be aware of that and do what we can to cut back on them. Break coming up. Our guest is going to be coming up in about 10 minutes. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
From Russia with love, I fly to you, much wiser since my goodbye to you.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 29th of April, 2007. Welcome back. Let's talk about the basics of preparation and survival here, the foundational premises that you need to understand and work from. First and foremost is spiritual preparation. Without that, you're hopelessly lost. Without that, you're absolutely hopelessly lost. The example of American POWs in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam demonstrated very clearly that the men and women who had a strong spiritual preparation had a far greater percentage chance of survival, the POW experience, than those who did not. That's not even debatable. It is a well-known, established fact. Get your spiritual house in order, and you're far more likely to survive whatever might be coming at you. After that comes skills. The first and foremost would be emergency medical skills, the skills of a EMT, which is one semester of college, or the skills of a paramedic, which is three more semesters of college on top of that first one. Not a whole lot, quite frankly. Not a lot of experience, not a whole lot of time. Even with that minimal one semester of EMT training, you're going to be ahead of 99% of the population when it comes to life-saving skills. Three more semesters of the, and you're at the paramedic level, you're almost up there with a medical doctor. Not quite, of course, but you're almost there when it comes to meeting those immediate emergency medical needs. Then, of course, you need to acquire and maintain the medical kit to go along with those skills that you've acquired. After that comes communications. Those who have observed emergencies and have been part of emergencies or been in combat or in the police or military, fire departments, we all know that immediate, effective communications frequently will make the difference between life and death in a fast-moving emergency, no matter what it is. A police-related, military-related, fire-related, medical-related, regardless. Immediate, effective communications will save lives. That means the training and the skills of a ham radio operator and the kind of equipment that a ham radio operator owns and uses. After that, we get into many, many skills that could be useful, may not be helpful, depending on what's going on. The more skills you have, the better off you are, quite frankly. I encourage all women to get at least as much martial arts training as a rookie police officer. Generally, it's less than 20 classroom hours, typically in the mid-teens, 16, 17 hours of martial arts training. Not very much, but it's certainly better than nothing. We talk a lot about firearms on this program. Get training from somebody who knows what they're doing, and we'll give you the kind of training that will be helpful for predator control, hunting, and personal defense. And getting back to the martial arts thing for a moment, well, we got a break. This is top of the hour. We are out of time for this hour. After the break, we'll be back with my special guest, Jim Likens. We're going to talk about spiritual preparation. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back. With recent